other Averis. And what is that? Umani, what is that about the Zara? So Rashi Sheshkula Kishtai means the Kusa Mukadarium could force Shahiro Mishnahim, Lahaviyum Hem. Kusa Derasaka Bishi, you're puzzled? Well, that's next month, soon see. Koponim, the Chet of Avoid the Zara is bad like two other Averis. The Sevet says Kishtaim Royis Osami. Oisi Osvu, Makormayim Chayim, Lachzov Lahem, Boyrois Boyrus, Nishborim. That they left HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they went to dig out for themselves their own wells, but broken wells. Oksivu, Ki Avru Iya Kitim, for Royal Vekeder Shochu, Vizbarinu Miyoit. That they went and over to Kitim and to Keder, and there they thought a lot. Haheimer Goyalahim, Vaheimer Loyalahim, Vyamihemer Kvoidoi, Beloyoyal. That these people don't leave over their getchkes, their avoid desires. They don't change over their avoid desires. Mashenkin Klai Yisroel v'yami heimer kvoidoi b'lo yoyil. They changed over the covenant of Hashem to an avoid desire that doesn't help them at all. So now explain. So in other words, going back to the chet of avoid desire, that one chet is worse like two other averus. So Maratona, kusim oiv dimleish. Kusim, their avoid desire, they used to worship the fire. The Kidorim Oivdim Lamayim. They used to worship water. That was their avoid desire. The Afa Pi Sheyodim Shamayim Chaben Esesh. Even though they knew that water could put out the fire, so the Chura, how come the Kusim, the Kusoyim, how come they worship the fire? Like the Chura, why didn't they agree to the Kidorim that water is strong? You see, water puts out fire. Still, they didn't change. Lahimir Elohim. They didn't change their gods. The Kusim still were worshipped at the fire. V'yami b'klai Yisrael, heimek v'oidi b'loyoyil. They changed, they went away from Hashem, and they had no gain from it. B'loyoyil, nothing helped them. V'yom alei Rav Nachman of Yitzchak. Ma'id yichsiv, what does the Pasuk say? V'yihi kasher zokin Shmuel. It happened that Shmuel became old. V'yad Gemara, umi siv Shmuel, kuli hai. Did Shmuel get so old? Like it says, zokin mashman, an old person, 80, 90 years old. Ivorbar nun days heavy. We know when Shmuel HaNavi was mace, he was 52 years old, not more. So a person 52 is not that old. Falcon here it says, Lashon of Savi, an older person. The Yom HaMah, we learned like this. Mace bin nun days shonu. Somebody dies at the age of 52. Zehu misasa shashmuel haramosi. He's called the Azamisa like Shmuel haramosi. That was the age that Shmuel was lived to 52. So who are 52 is not that old? So what does the Pasuk say? Vayihi ki kasher zoken Shmuel, Shmuel became old? How he didn't get that old? Rashi Yomer shel Shmuel nun bei shona. Tichsev ad yigom al anar. Yeah. Tichov dar chadoshim. Nikritinik. Tichsev yoshua. Those two. The whole point him, he only lived 52 years. So if so, how could the Pasuk call him ki zoken? So Gemara answers, O Malay, again, Hoch Yom Rav Yechanan, this is what Rav Yechanan said, Zikno Kovtzolov. Kodesh Baruch Hu made it that he became very old his last few months that he was alive. He got very old. He looked very old. Trashi Hilbin Saroi. His beard became white. And Itaka appeared very, very old. Even though he was only 52 years old, he appeared very old. What was the mice and why? The first apostle says, Nichamti ki imlachti yeshol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Charoti, felt bad that he appointed Shaul to become a king. As when Shaul did the chet, he didn't listen to Hashem. He didn't kill out the Amalekim, so Hashem got angry at him and said, I feel bad, I have Charoto, I want to go back that I appointed you for king. So Omalofonov, so Shmuel said like this, is Omalofonov Ribbono Shel Olam, Shekaltoni Kimoy Sheviyaron. Shmuel said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you of Shokel, you made me just at the same position like Moshe V'Yaron. The Yisiv the Pasuk says, Moshe V'Yaron b'Kahanov u'Shmuel b'Kerei Shmoi. The Moshe V'Yaron, they were b'Kahanim, and Shmuel b'Kerei Shmoi, Shmuel is also that Madrega. So Shmuel is saying, if you put me at the same state as Moshe V'Yaron, Ma Moshe V'Yaron, Loi bitlu ma'isi yedayim b'chayayim, whatever they did. You didn't go against them when they were alive, any ma'isi yedayim. So Rashi says, Yeshua, afu hoya tal mitchel Aaron, him in the Ervin. In other words, when they were alive, everything went good with them, with the Talmud Yeshua. Is the Chura afani, so Shmuel told to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same thing should be with me. Lo yizbatel ma'isi yodai b'chayai. Don't like make Shaul, don't take away the kingdom from Shaul, cause them on I'm alive. Hey, so we know Shmuel HaNavi, he was the one that appointed Shaul to be king. So Shmuel was Mispalo, calls him and I'm alive, let Shaul be the king. Don't take Shaul, the kingdom away from Shaul, calls him and I'm alive. So, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said like this now, Hey Chiyavet, what can I do now? Lay me Shaul, should I kill Shaul? Lay Koshavet Shmuel? Shmuel's davening to me, please don't kill him. Shmuel's not letting me kill Shaul. Lame Shmuel, so the other answer is, let's take away Shmuel first. Lame Shmuel, let Shmuel die first. And then we'll kill Shaul. So the Morad, the Zutri Miranli Abasri. The whole world is going to talk about it. Like he's such a young person, like it's not going to be nice that he dies so early. Shrashi Gizutri Bocher. Is Miranli Kuliyam Abasri. The Yamri Midami Zutr, the people that say, since Shmuel died so young, Shemachas Shalma Verhoisaboy. People are going to say, you know why he died? He's Chayiv Koras. That's why he died so young. So it's not going to be nice on Shmuel that he should die so young. Is Lelei Meshul? So one answer is not to kill Shaul, but Lelei Meshul and don't kill Shmuel. I'll listen to Shmuel. I'll let Shmuel stay alive and I'll let Shaul stay alive. So the Kosh Baruch said no. Kvar Higia Malchus David. It's already now the time when David and Mel should become the king. And the klal is V'yein Malchus Negas Bechaverto Afilu Kumol Neima. When it comes the time for someone to do something, that's it. It's his time now. Shaul's time is up already, even like the split of a hair. When it comes the time for somebody to reign, it's his time now. And it's the split of a hair, when it's his time, he takes over and the other one has to go away. So it's coming now the time for David HaMelech to be the Melech. So I can't let Shaul stay. So what should I do? So Omar Kodesh Baruch said like this. Ekvitz Ola Zikna. I'm going to make Shaul become very old. I'm going to make Shmuel. I'm going to make Shmuel look old. And the other people are not going to feel bad that Shmuel was made. They're not going to say he died because he had a chet. He turned old, and people think that he's an old person. Hainu the Sid, that's what the pasuk says. V'shol yoshe begiva, tacha seisha b'roma. For the more v'chima inyan giva eitz roma. What does giva have to do with roma? Elohimloch, it comes to teach us like this. Mi garam l'shol she yoshe begiva, shtei shonim u'machza. Who made it that Shaul still going to live another 2.5 years? With what chus was Shaul living these 2.5 years in Giva? It's tefilasa Shaul Shmuel Ramasi. It was Shmuel's tefila. In other words, it took Vaisa 2.5 years for Shmuel to turn old. Vaisa at 50 then, or 49.5, he started to daven to Hashem. So it took Hashem 2.5 years to Shmuel to change colors and to change his beard. Now he looks like an older person. That's when Hashem could first take him away. For the Gemara, mi mitcha garvri mak mi garvri, is that true? Do we take away one person for the sake of another person? Like we're saying now, it came the time for David HaMelech to become a king, so we're taking away Shmuel now. Rashi, mi mitcha garvri di itchi Shmuel mak mi David. Hey, so I said, I'll show, that wouldn't be kasha. Hey, show, we had already before, that when the one Malchus is up, and it comes the time for the next king to take over, the split second, the time is supposed to be over, and the other one takes over, that's what happens. So it's good that David should take over the position of Shaul. But according to Kasher is Shmuel. Like the Kodesh Baruch Hu had to take away Shmuel early in order to be able to take away Shaul. So there's an order for the sake of David HaMelech, HaKodesh Baruch Hu had to take away Shmuel first. So does that fail? Like is that a mishpat? Is that the judgment of Hashem that he took away Shmuel in order that David should become king? So where it says, in yes, that's the mishpat of Hashem. The Yomer Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Reb Yenisin. What does the pasuk say? Al kain chitzavti v'neviim hirakhtim b'yimrei pi. Kodesh Baruch Hu checked out the neviim and he killed them according to his mouth. B'yimrei pi. Says the ma'aseim lo nemer. Doesn't say he killed them because of the ma'aseim, the actions they did. Hello, b'yimrei pi because of the mouth. Alma, we see mitcha gavri mak megavri because of one person Hashem takes away. So drashi b'yimrei pi mevnei diba shegazarti going high ma'aseim the Shmuel. Now the Kodesh Baruch Hu makes exeros sometimes. Shmuel didn't deserve real to be mace, but I call upon him Shmuel's tefillah was that he should die before Shaul, and it came the time now David to be king, so Shaul had to go. So Mel Hashem had to take away Shmuel first. So Vimri Pi, Amol Hashem takes somebody away with his mouth. It means even though his actions, he didn't deserve to be mace right now, but there's a Amol Xeris of Hashem, that Vimri Pi means Dover Shigazarti, Hashem made his Xerah that he has to go now. Alma mitchi gavri mak megavri. Such a mishpat like that, Hashem sometimes out mishpat takes away somebody because of another person. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yasli, Bisadosa. Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak were both sitting down eating together, having a meal together. Omele Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Rav Nachman told Rav Yitzchak, was in the middle of the meal, Leima Mar, please tell me something, Milsa. Tell me some Vachidish, tell me some Alocha. They were sitting and eating together, but he wasn't talking. He was just eating. They told him some, stop eating, tell me some. Omele, he answered him back right away, you know what? Hoch Yom Rav Yechanon, Ein Masicha Mesuda, what do you want from me? Rav Yechanon says, in the middle of the meal, you're not allowed to talk. You're not supposed to talk when you're eating. And the reason is, Shema Yaktim Korn Leveshet. We're afraid maybe you choked yourself. Maybe the windpipe will go in front of the food pipe, and the food, instead of going down the food pipe, will go down the windpipe, go down the corner, and be over there at the corner, you'll start to choke. So Melo, what do you want from me? Now, I'm eating now, and the locker is when you're eating, don't bother me. Now's the time to eat, now the time to talk. So no, okay, he let him eat. Now the boss of the store, when he got finished eating, Omalei, he said, then he turned the taka said over. Because he wasn't angry at him, he just said, you want me to tell over the batter? Well, you have to wait a little bit, you have to wait till I finish eating. So, when he finished eating, Omalei Hochiyom Rabbi Yechanan, this is what Rabbi Yechanan said, Yaakov Avinu Loimeis. You know, Yaakov Avinu never died. Trashi Loimeis, Elechayhu Loilam. He's still alive, Chayhu Loilam. He was always alive. That's what Rabbi Yechanan said. Omalei, so Nachman said back to him, V'chi Bechdi, Softu Sivdaino, V'chontu Chantayu, V'kovru Kivraya. As the Psukim say, a lot of things they did to Yaakov Avinu after his mace. They put spices on him, different things, chanita they did to him, stuff. They gave him a hesped, and then the chanter, right, they bound him there, and then they made a kvur, the postek says, so how could you say Yaakov didn't die? Trashi b'chti b'chi b'chinim softu, sveidah, that they give him a hesped for nothing, v'chontu chataya d'chtiv, v'yichontu, v'yispudu oisai. So clearly they bound him, and then it says they gave him a hesped. So how could it be that you say Yaakov's still alive? They wouldn't do these things. Omele, Rav Yechanan answered back, or Rav Yitzchak answered back, Mikrani Darish. I hear you have a good kasha, but the pasuk says not like you. There's a pasuk that says Shinem, and the pasuk says, V'ato al tiro av the Yaakov. Don't be afraid of the Yaakov, my Yaakov. Nu Mashem. V'al teichos Yisrael. Kihinani Mashiach, I'll come to protect you. The rock are far away. V'yezarach, and I'll protect your children also. Me'eret Shabiyom. From the far away sea, from the far away land over the seas. Is Makishul Zaroi. We have a Hekeshia Yaakov Avinu to his children, to Zaroi's children, the Klal Yisrael. Ma Zaro Bechayim, just like Yaakov Avinu's children are still alive right now. Is Afu Bechayim, who are the Yaakov Avinu is also alive. Sadashin is Posek. Sadrashi Ma Zaro Bechayim. Kishu mekabit es Yisroel mi'eret shovim, mi'eret shevayam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring everybody together from the all over the seas, is hachayim hu mekabit shei mishri, shei meisemein mishri. Hashem is gathered together, only the people that are alive. And it says in this post, he is gathered together, Yaakov Avinu also. Mash mafu b'chayim, is Rashi. She Avinu b'goylok. What is it? Yizafu b'chayim. Shevienu begirl, he also went to Golis. Could they legal as Bonav to free his children? Lenov, Kemoshimitzinu Mitzrayim, Vaya Yisrael. Yisrael Sav of the Chonto Chanta, Nidmolem, Shimei Savachayim. That's Rashi says, Shad. Aye, the Postik says they embalmed him, they said, Hesped, to them it looked like he died. To the people all around Yaakov Avinu, they had looked as if Yaakov Avinu died. But really, the Pidashin, the Postik, that Yaakov Avinu didn't die? And Rashi, Taizos says, Yaakov Avinu lemeis v'chei mash v'nechsiv v'yigvav loyksiv v'yomus v'osh b'soyti gavim ma'isa d'chushim. V'yigvav just means like he looked like he was dead, but really he didn't die. No, that's the Gemara here. Exactly what it means, we don't know. But he dashed in the post. The post says Yaakov didn't die. Whatever they did, it just looked to the people as if he was dead. But really, really, Rashi says Yaakov was alive. He's still alive now. Yeah. Omer Rav Yitzchak, Koloimer Rochav Rochav Miyad Nikri. Whoever says even the word of Rochel, Vaisois, he becomes a Balkari right away. And she was a Zoyna, a very pretty Zoyna. So everybody thinks about it, just mentions her name, it arouses them so much that they become a Balkari and let some Zera, it'll come out of them. Miyad Nikri. Omer Rav Nachman said, no, Ano Amino, V'lo Yichtasli. I said the name Rochav Rochav, and nothing happened to me. So I'm this Rochav HaZoyna. So, and nothing happened to me. Omalei, so he said, Rabbi said back to him, Ki kamina b'yadu of Makira, I'm talking about people that know her and recognize her. And then, of a masquerade shmo, And then when you mention a name, that makes you think about it and you know who she is. And for such a thought, even you'll become a Balkari. Trashi. Any choshish, biyadua, hainu nami makira. In other words, if you don't know her, so pshita, if you mention her name, doesn't mean anything to you. But he's talking about people that know of her, know her, for them, when they just have to mention a name, that arouses their taiva so much, it's become a balkari right away. Ki evi miftire mehadodi. When finally Rav Nachman of Yitzchak went away one from the other, omalaisi said to him, levorchun ma, please give me a brocha, bench me. Rashi evi miftire Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. When Rav Nachman was going away from Rav Yitzchak, so Nachman was asking Rav Yitzchak, give me a bracha. So Omalei, so he answered back to him, Em Shlucho Moshe, I'll give you an example. Loma Adav Adoyma, so what is this like? Li Adam Shah Yehoylech B'Midbar, famous Moshe. Everybody said, they say goodbye party, people go away from place, they always say, oh, this Gemara. When he said like this, I'll give you an example. Li Adam Shah Yehoylech B'Midbar, person was going in the desert. Vayirov, he was mamish hungry. Voyef and knocked out tired with some and thirsty. Homotilun, in the middle of the desert he found a tree. Shepei Roysa Mesukun, found a tree, a fruit tree. So just a fruit tree by itself would be a tremendous thing. Amamish, the fruits were sweet. Vetzilun no, and the shade that came off the tree was geshmak, very good. In the middle of the hot desert, it was good to have some shade. Viemes Samayim Averatachta, there's a brook of water going through there. All these good things are by the tree. Is Ochami Peroysa, so he ate from the fruits. He drank from its water. And he sat there under its good shade. Now, when a person wants to leave the midbar or travel on, and he wants to leave this tree, his Omri said like this, Elon, Elon, tree, tree, what type of a bracha can I give you? Like you did so many good things to me, what should I do back to you? What kind of bracha can I give back to you? So he said like this, if I'll tell you that your peres should be sweet, your peres are sweet already, you don't need my bracha, your peres are very sweet, fruits are very good. If I should say that this shade should be nice, nice shade you should have, you should give off nice shade, no, you have it already, the shade that comes out of you is tremendous. Yeah, my Rashi says, a person that's all knocked out, so he needs shade, a nice cool place, refreshes you. So here he had the refreshment, he said it's tremendous to refresh, you refreshed me tremendously. I'll give you another bracha, should have a lot of water going through you. I have a lot of water, you have it all already. So what kind of a bracha can I give you, tree? Eli said like this is the bracha. Eli, he wrote son shekol netiyo shenayti mimach, that all the branches that come off you, it's all the other offsets that come off.